The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 6, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Vrijanam Siguru Jicha Sastara Sadhavasama Dadisya Tesu Vaisamam Kong Janti Saranam Sada. So yesterday we discussed that Aho Kastam Dharma Disham Adharmas Tisati Sadha. Just like in the court of justice, if there is adharma, then it is very painful situation that is happening now in this Kali Yuga. Generally, with the court justice, magistrate, they are giving favorable judgments, being bribed. This is Kali Yuga. But Shastra says, no, justice must be given very honestly. That is the rule. So, about this Ajamin, these Jamadutas, they came to take him away to Jamaraj. But the Vishnuduta says, no, he is not to be taken away. He is now clean of all sinful activities. You do not know that. Therefore, you are not giving him justice. So, yatra adanna apapesu danda vaidhyati vidha. One who is not punishable, if he is punished, that is injustice. So you should not take him away. He is not punished. Jamaraj is there for punishing the sinful man. So all of them are not sinful. There are many pious men, sinful men. They are of small number. So one must be very cognizant of justice. Just like in the prison house, the number of prisoners are not greater than the number of free persons. That is natural. Although this material world is mixed, sinful man and pious man, still, at least formally, there were sinful men less. It is said in the Shastra that in Satyayuga there was no sinful man at all, or pious. Then in Tetayuga, one-fourth sinful and three-fourth pious. And then Dwapara Yuga happened. And now in the Kali Yuga, one-fourth pious and three-fourth sinful. And that will also gradually diminish. And when everyone will be sinful, then there is no more preaching. There is Kalki Avatar, simply cutting the head, that's all. What is that? Kalki Avatar, Kesavadhita Kalki Sarira Jaya Jagadi Sahare. So at the end of the Kali Yuga, people will be so sinful that it is already becoming, only 5,000 years we have passed. And the number of sinful men is already greater. Three-fourth sinful men, one-fourth pious men. And it will increase. And gradually it will become zero. Everyone sinful. At that time, end of Kali Yuga, that will take 4,27,000 of years. We have passed only 5,000 years since the battle of Kurukshetra or since the demise of Maharaj Parikshit, the Kali Yuga has begun. That is 5,000 years. And the total duration of life of Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. That means there is balance of 427,000 years to finish this Kali Yuga, and gradually, with the advancement of Kali Yuga, people's duration of life, memory, mercifulness, religious propensities, in this way, 8 items that are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam will reduce. We can see practically at the present moment people are not very strong in body. They are lean and thin. Not only in India, we are poverty stricken. But in Europe, America also, I see, the Europeans and Americans are no more as tall men or very stout men, maybe. So, reducing the bodily strength and memory, that is also a fact. We cannot memorize very sharply. People are becoming more and more dull. No more very brilliant scholars are coming out, philosophers, mathematicians. And duration of life, everyone knows, it is reducing in India. The average duration of life is 30 years. So this will reduce. And dharma, sense of religiosity, that will also reduce. And become more and more punishable by the Yamaraj. Yamaraj is there. But this Ajamil was cleansed of all sinful activity because at the time of his death he chanted the holy name of Narayana. That's a fact. When he chants the holy name of Narayana, Krishna, Rama, the holy name of God, we immediately become free from all sinful reactions. That's a fact. It is said, Akal hari name jato paap kare, paapi hoye tato paap kori vare nare. This is a statement of Shastra. By one chanting the holy name of the Lord, you become free from all sinful reaction of life. That's a fact. But the difficulty is that we become free, again we come as sinful. That is. Otherwise, one chanting in life is sufficient. But that we do not. We chant and again Namnath Bala Jasahi Papabuddhi. This is the greatest offense that I am chanting Hare Krishna, therefore I can continue to commit sinful activities. It will be adjusted. Balance will be zero. No, this is the greatest offense. Greatest offense. Namnath Balad, out of 10 offenses, this is the greatest offense. Namnath Balad Jasahi Papabuddhi. So this should not be. The Ajamil did not do that. He was sinful, but he never utilized Krishna to counteract his sinfulness, aparadha shunya, without any offense. That was his quality. He did not know what is the value of chanting the holy name. He fallen down, he became a rogue, rascal, that's all right. But he never utilized the chanting of name for counteracting his sinfulness. No, he never. He was affectionate to his youngest son, whose name was Narayan. So, very much affectionate, youngest son, Narayan, please come here, take your food, please drink this meal, come here, sit down. So he was addressing Narayan, his son, but it was taken into account by Narayan. Therefore, it is the system in Hindu family to keep children's names as Narayan Das, Krishna Das, Govardhan Das, so that one may be able to chant the holy name of the Lord, Samahara. This is it. So that is the example of a Ajami. Simply by loving his son of the name Narayana, his account was credited in so many times. So this Jamadutta, they did not know. So they came to arrest him, but Vishnudutta came to save him. No. He is no more sinful. He is free from our sinfulness. Don't do injustice. So was there regretting that aho kastam dharma disham or dharma stushati sabha. Justice must be very done very nicely. Prajanan pitaro jicha shastaro sadhava sama. Prajana, children or the citizens, praja. Praja means who has taken birth, national. Prajanam pitaro. Pitaro means father or anyone who takes the care of the children or the citizens, life path. The government or the king, formerly there was king, now government. Their position is just like father. As the father's duty is to see that the children, the son, is raised very nicely so that in future he may be very happy. This is the duty of the father to see. Not that simply to feed him and make him fatty. No. In the Shastra it is said, Pita rasasya, one should not become a father. This is contraception. Pita rasasya, janani na sasya, one should not become a father, one should not become a mother, one should not become a guru, one should not become a relative, one should not become a caretaker, one should not become the king, who Namahotaya Samupita Mrittam, one who cannot protect the dependent from the clutches of death. This is Shastri Gita. So how much the father and the government or the guru should be strong so that he can save his dependent from the clutches of death. How it is possible? Harigiminana miting taranti. Without becoming Krishna conscious, nobody can be from death. This is the law. Harigiminana miting taranti. You can have other benefits from the demigods. They are such thing. There is injunction that if you want a beautiful wife, you can worship Uma. If you want to be free from disease, you worship the sun god. If you want to be very learned, you worship Brahma, Saraswati. That is the injunction. That if you want this benefit, particular benefit, then you worship the Buddha. Jāti Deva Pratāna Deva. There is injunction. The demigod worship, there is injunction that you do it. But for whom? For the less intelligent person. Kāmaśtasya hitakyāna jajanti anna devata. Except God, the Supreme Lord, when the other demigods worship is allowed, that is, for the person, hitogyan, one who does not know his ultimate goal of life, for them. But one who is interested to stop the cycle of birth and death, they must come to Krishna. Otherwise, Hari Minana Krishna. Krishna Hari also says, Krishna also says, Manchajo. What is that part? Takta deham punat janma naiti, mami iti kaunthya. Janma karma maiti. Krishna says, that I appear, jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati. I take birth as the son of devotee, or I am raised as the son of Mother Yashoda. So, one should understand that ajo pisan abhayatma, I am ajo, I never take birth. But why I come and take birth as a child of devotee or Yashoda? If we simply understand this fact, janma karma me dibba. Jānāti jo tattva, if anyone understands, then he becomes free from the cycle of birth and death. Taktādi haṁ punarjanma naiti māmeti. So, this is the process. Therefore, the government, the father, the guru, the guardian, everyone should try to make his dependence. How he becomes Krishna conscious, which is therefore the Krishna consciousness movement is so important, because the human life is meant for stopping the cycle of birth and death. Namo chayata samapita mrittam. This is the only process. You cannot stop, but they do not know that this birth and death can be stopped. They are so rascal, they are so foolish, that they do not believe, neither they believe in the next birth, neither they have any idea how to stop death or stop next birth. No education. Throughout the whole world there is no education. There is no science. They are careless. Oh. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Mūrha. Namāv duṣkitana mūrha. Prapadyante narādhama. Māyāyā paritakriyāna āsuri bhāvamā. This āsuri bhāv. What is God? I don't believe in God. There is no God. Everyone of us, we are God. Why you are finding God anywhere in the temple? You do not know? In the street there are so many gods, Rāchani, Daridranāna. All full of ignorance. Therefore, we have to push on this Krishna consciousness movement at very difficult position. Manushānāṁ sahatesu kacchit jatati siddhaya. Jatatāmavi siddhyāna kacchit vetyāna. Simply by knowing Krishna, one can become free from this cycle of birth and death. That's a fact. But manushānāṁ sahasresu kosti jadati siddhaya jatatāmati siddhāna. It is very, very difficult. So we have taken a very difficult task. to convince people to take to Krishna consciousness. But that is the only benefit of the supreme goal of life. And Krishna personally comes to teach this science. Why Krishna left Bhagavad Gita? Out of his compassion. Rama is disappearing. People who take advantage of this Bhagavad Gita, as I instructed my dear friend Arjuna, they will also take advantage and become free from the clutches of death. This is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, people have become so restless that they do not care for this Bhagavad Gita instruction. And if anyone poses himself to be a very good scholar of Bhagavad Gita, he interprets in his own way, he misleads himself and misleads others also. This is the position. Therefore, my request to you all who are in Krishna consciousness movement, do not be a bluffer. Behave in your life, how to become Krishna conscious and teach others, then the whole world will be benefited and the Jamaduta will not come together. Thank you very much.